Hi, my name's Alex. I've been with 3CR for at least a few years now in a variety of different roles and recently completed the tech training course. That's a course to learn how to put bands live to air, to have, you know, live music on the radio, which, you know, is pretty special to have. And yeah, I've just started putting some bands to air, and some friends who also did the training course have just started a music show, and they recently had their first live to air, which I helped out with as well. So yeah, it's really exciting to be involved in, you know, live music. You know, you get to meet new people, and people are putting on new shows and doing new stuff. I first was interested in doing the training at 3CR because me and some friends had been putting on fundraiser parties. So, you know, dance parties with DJs or bands or, you know, different stuff like that for political things. And I realised pretty quick that you needed to be able to find your way around a sound desk and some mics and, you know, be able to plug some different things in, even if you have a very simple setup. So I, you know, I decided that I wanted to get more experience in that. You know, 3CR has organised, you know, formal training for people, but it also does a lot of informal training, and, you know, the different techs and stuff are often available to, you know, to say, oh, come down to this, we're doing an OB, or come, you know, help out, we're putting this band to air at this pub. I've been able to get a bit more experience either, you know, formally or informally at 3CR, and yeah, it's come in handy when other people I know have been putting on fundraisers and they've said, oh shit, we've lost our tech at the last minute, can you do it? And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm not technically trained, but I can kind of, yeah, muddle through it or something. It's good to have a skill to be able to contribute to things, and I've often found that when I've been, you know, wanting to be involved in a particular, you know, political cause or movement or action or, you know, something like that, I've kind of felt a bit like, oh, I don't really have anything to contribute besides my body and rocking up at a rally. You know, you don't really feel like you're using, that you're put to your best use or something. So I think, yeah, I've been wanting for a long time to be able to have more skills that I can, you know, use towards, you know, the political things that I care about. Yeah, 3CR is one of the few places that kind of offers people the opportunity to learn skills and, you know, in a way that is pretty open and inviting to people regardless of, you know, gender or age or, you know, formal education status or, you know, a lot of things like that that make training opportunities kind of prohibitive for a lot of people. I feel like every live, whether it's a band live to air in the studio or an outside broadcast somewhere else, everything that 3CR does is a bit of a crazy story because there's always someone who doesn't rock up on time or someone who forgets their instrument or, you know, so somebody who gets confused and turns up to interview somebody, the wrong person, or, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, I can't think of a specific crazy story, but there's definitely always a little bit of chaos at 3CR.
My name is Edwina Stevens. I'm an experimental sound artist playing under the name Eves and an audiovisual technician at the National Gallery of Victoria and the Arts Centre Melbourne. I do what I do outside of my work because I have to. If I don't, I lose touch with myself, and I find it a really great way to reconnect and spend time with myself and then occasionally share that with others. I've always been drawn to sound and vision machines, mostly obsolete ones, or ones that can be used for other purposes outside of their original. I've always been taking things apart and putting them back together, asking questions, listening, picking up whatever I could from people around me. My work as a technician is essentially all these black boxes, cables, peripherals, and the knowledge and experience I've gained working the way that I do feeds back into my sound practice, in that I comfortably experiment with stranger forms of technology and push against the duller side of work, being just the boxes and cables, and also incorporate other acoustic instruments and field recordings and mix it up as a contention. I became involved in 3CR's women's training through hearing about it from friends who are interested in doing it also. There's a need for these workshops and similar ones. People are really excited about it. 3CR's workshops are really supportive and open. I've learned a lot from the sessions, especially about the science of sound, thinking of sound as a space to inhabit. It's a strong network here in Melbourne. It's so important as a support and as a way to gain experience. 3CR is definitely part of that, making connections and meeting like-minded people on similar paths. These connections are important because it's historically such a difficult zone to access, a very hard zone to get into in the past. And to be honest, I don't believe in the dichotomy or the binary nature of society in general, so anything that diffuses that is precious. It seems things are opening up with people working together more frequently, and it's being recognised how important balance is in your work, professionally or creatively, whoever you are. That balance is a benefit to everyone, and it's about restoring a balance across fields many people have generally found difficult to be a part of. It's also really important for young people to see people similar to them in the fields that they might wish to access, which can only lead to greater overall balance in the future. Thank you.
I'm gonna go to the hospital.